It seems rather amazing to me that, after all these years of not only being a priest, but also being a Christian, that certain things of the Gospels can just sort of jump out as if new. It's a rather amazing thing. I know many years ago that happened to me with the role of Peter in the Gospels, especially around the time of the resurrection. It just jumped out at me. There's an awful lot more about Peter than there is any of the other apostles. It's really a remarkable thing. And I went, yeah, maybe there is something to this thing about Peter being the one that Jesus built his church on, the rock. And this year, for some reason, in reading the scriptures and praying and listening during this season, especially again leading up to and right around Easter and Easter itself, I'm just incredibly struck with the presence of St. Mary Magdalene just all over the place. Again, she's always been there. Why am I surprised about that? It's truly amazing. It's something that I think Pope Francis has been trying to call our attention to. He has a particular devotion to St. Mary Magdalene. He sort of elevated her feast day and that sort of thing. So last week I preached about St. Mary Magdalene, and I'm going to preach about her again this week. We find her this morning at the tomb while it's still dark. She's there just as soon as she can be there. They had to hurry up and bury Jesus on Friday before the sun went down. It was about to go down. That was the beginning of the Sabbath. They weren't able to do all the proper things for the burial. And so it's interesting, at that moment on Friday, we see her there at the tomb then too, as the stone is rolled in front of it. And now at the very first moment that she could possibly get there in order to honor the dead body of Jesus with a proper burial, she's there in the dark before the sun has come up, at the tomb. She wasn't expecting to find the tomb empty. She wasn't expecting to encounter the risen Lord, both of which she did, but she was coming because of her profound love for Jesus. And we see her earlier in the week, before Jesus' passion, anointing his feet with very, very, very expensive perfumed oil, and drying his feet with her hair. And that's not the first time she'd done it. She was criticized for doing this. It was too extravagant, people said. She had also done it, though, when she first encountered Jesus. Sometimes Jesus will do that for us. He did it for Peter, too. In a little while, we're going to see Peter in that miraculous catch of fish that he has after the resurrection, when he and the other disciples have gone back to Galilee. Well, Jesus did that for him, too, back in the early days of his conversion to Jesus. He sort of met Peter where he was. Well, he met Mary where she was, which was in profound repentance for her sinful life. And she comes in profound repentance. Again, for the first time, anoints his feet with this expensive perfume and dries his feet with her hair. And Jesus forgives her sins. And he's criticized for that. And he said she was forgiven because she loved much. And she kept loving much. St. Mary Magdalene never lost her first fervor. She just kept loving. She kept loving the Lord Jesus, so that she was standing there at the foot of the cross when practically everybody else had abandoned him. And there, here we see her today at the tomb, not expecting anything but a tomb. There was a retreat I was involved in when I was in campus ministry, this beautiful drama of the Paschal mystery. And at the end of it, it has a beautiful song about, it's about Mary. It's about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and about Mary Magdalene, both. And it starts out being more about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And in this, we see Jesus taken down off the cross and laid at her arms and then taken off for burial. And then there's just Mary Magdalene all by herself at the cross. And in this drama, she goes around and she gathers up the relics of Jesus' passion, like the crown of thorns and the nails and the garment, whatever's left, the whips, anything that she can find. Because she realizes what Jesus had done for her through his suffering. And she wanted to gather up those relics and treasure them. I hope. And that was because, again, of her love. And I hope that we are here today in order to encounter the Lord. Let's go to the tomb with St. Mary Magdalene. The tomb is actually a dark place. That's what she was expecting to find. She was going there in great and profound sorrow. You know, the Lord finds us in the tombs, in the places of great, profound sorrow, the darkest places in our lives. And he is there. That's where he encountered her for the first time. And so after this Holy Week, gather up the relics of Jesus' love for you. Don't let them go to waste. There's another scene in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, where Mary Magdalene, after Jesus is scourging, is wiping up the blood of Christ, not wanting it to be wasted. And in that, at that tomb, that dark place, is precisely where Mary Magdalene encountered the risen Lord, the hope that goes beyond all hope. But it needed love to bring her there. She couldn't be taken away. She could never be separated from Jesus. And so let us ask ourselves today, is every single thing about Jesus important to me, the way it was, the way it is to St. Mary Magdalene? Do I go looking for the relics of the suffering of Jesus in my life, which are the relics of his love for me? Do I adore and worship them as we do in the liturgy of Good Friday? St. Mary Magdalene could never forget what Jesus had done for her, all the things that he had done. Let us never forget what he has done for us. And we will share in that wonderful surprise that Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia.